3 p.m. right here on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. That means we're halfway through my four-hour season finale for the my weekly show, Arabology. It has been such a pleasure to take you over the weeks on my imaginary journey that aims to show you a different side to Arabic culture, Arabic music, and certainly even to Arabic speakers. I'm hoping that I've surprised you with some of the amazing alternative music that's being produced by an amazing array of talent that come from all over the Arabic-speaking world. The Arabic music I grew up with sounds nothing like this alternative music, which still retains a lot of the classics while replaying, revamping, and re-recording. It is my honor to be your host on our imaginary journey, and we are only halfway through, ladies and gentlemen, which means we have another 2 hours to go. I'm going to be with you until 5 p.m. on the Arabology show here. And one of the reasons that I'm always so delighted to be here is the fact that I get to see so and bump into so many wonderful people here at KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM, the studio, and even beyond. And one of those is an amazing young man whose name is Etienne. Etienne is, loves all kinds of music, and stopped by to say bonjour and then ended up saying marhaba, which means he speaks three languages, English, Arabic, and French. And so I wanted to say to him bonjour and marhaba and hi. So there, I've covered three languages. Don't know if he knows any more. Remarkably kind and generous-spirited man, a young man, Etienne, that marhaba was for you. And of course, I have to say a very, very special thank you and hello to somebody I greatly respect and admire, and that's, of course, a DJ in his own right. It's Hawkeye Joe, who's always sort of talking to me about his amazing career in this industry and often brings to my attention old classics and some very obscure tracks that nobody's heard of, and they turn out to be these gems. And to this week's no exception, because Hawkeye Joe showed me on vinyl an album called the 1970s Algerian Proto Rye Underground. So to see that on vinyl in such amazing condition is truly an inspiring experience. And so it's just to remind us about, you know, even back in when vinyl was king, this kind of underground music in Arabic, Rye, and other genres existed, and how nice it is to see an album on vinyl that pays homage to this kind of music. And I would also like to say a quick hello and shukran for being an excellent student to none other than Yusuf Delgado, known to his friends as Joe Delgado. He's a student in second year Arabic here at Stanford, and he's undoubtedly one of the most talented students I've ever met in terms of language acquisition. He has mastered Arabic in 2 years at a remarkably fast pace, and he's readying himself, I believe, to go study some Arabic in Morocco this summer. So I wanted to wish him well and to let him know how proud I've been to been part of his linguistic journey here at Stanford. And while I'm mentioning students, a big shout out and a big marhaba and a big salam to all the Arabic students at Stanford. By Arabic students, I mean students of Arabic, students of all different backgrounds and ages and origins and colors, and just who've come together into the classroom to learn a very challenging language, and who, through the language acquisition process and through the classroom interactions, have managed to teach me as much as learning from me. So big shukran to all my intermediate Arabic students here at Stanford, many of whom are studying for finals this week. And also a big hello to all the other students studying at courses that belong to the African and Middle Eastern languages program here at Stanford, as well as other programs that use Arabic, including studying the Abbasi program in Islamic studies and comparative literature and all these other programs, I wanted to say hello to all the students learning to compare, contrast, and juxtapose different languages together. Very, very, very special marhaba from DJ Ramsey from the Arabology Show and from KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. It is 3:05 p.m. Here, California time, and that means that we are ready to actually say a quick hello to somebody who, well, has been a staple on the Arabology Show for many, many, has it been a year now, Ahmed Q?
I think more than a year.
And really, you've been sort of part of this show in some way or other for over a year now?
Yeah, almost.
Wow.
I'm glad to be here.
That's pretty amazing, Ahmed Q. And every time you come in, you do something spectacular, something different, whether it's a report about Jordanian music or anything else. What do you have in store for us today?
Well, I have a very special poem. I might call it not a poem, I might call it a dictionary.
A dictionary?
For wow. Modern terms and colloquial words, made by Marianne Ensour, a Jordanian poetess.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's American now, lives in Fremont.
Fremont, hey, yeah. That's not that far. Mm-hmm. I wonder if she's listening, and if she is,
I
will say marhaba to her. We also should say hello to Aneen Mango, who kind of introduced us to this poem. This poem, by the way, is... I'm not sure if it's published anywhere, but I've included it on my blog at author32.blogspot.com, and you can always check the lyrics or the verses to that poem there, because if you aren't really following every word, don't panic. There's always the written version. But what's the big deal about this poem, Ahmed?
Well, as I told you, there are like some common words between Arabic and English that might be understood in Arabic in a different way in English.
Oh, boy, I get what you mean.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's kind of funny, though, you know, to have these common words.
And I mean, we're going to keep it clean, of course, here on the Arabology Show, but sometimes, you know, a very innocent word in English can end up being very offensive in Arabic.
I mean, these are like kind of formal and informal words, but they're not vulgar.
Okay, so I'm wondering, like, I mean, when you read the poem, Ahmed, are you going to pronounce the actual word, the Arabic way, or the English way, or try to make
well,
it like
actually
some...
I'm lost, but I'm gonna do the Arabic and let the English understand it the way I'm gonna say.
Do you want to do it that way,
or I don't know,
I think you should do it the English way, and I'll chime in and say the word in Arabic. That way you don't have to worry about doing both.
Well, I might say the word twice, an Arabic once and an English once.
If you want, but we just don't want to butcher poor Marianne Sur's beautiful poem here. Well, I think we can wing it. We can wing it, right, Ahmed? We've winged things before.
All right.
And so what's the title of the poem?
Inglabic.
Like okay.
English Arabic.
Englabic. So Inglabic, a poem by Marianne Sur, is for students of Arabic. She says, for students of Arabic, life can be hectic. So before you panic, but please have a look at 34 words you may already know. And so I think that's what we want to do, is sort of look at 34 words that mean something in Arabic and mean something else completely in English. So and vice versa, of course. So so we're going to do that right now, Ahmed. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
Bent means girl. Not out of shape.
Oh, I see. Bent, out of shape, and bent. Okay.
Yeah. Rakabai is your neck at the nape.
Oh, rakabai in Arabic is rakabai.
Fool are bored beans.
Really? Fool?
Yeah.
Means broad beans?
Yeah, it's very tasty. I love it with the tomatoes.
Okay, what else?
Left means... beats.
Really? Lift means
lift means beats.
Means beats. I thought lift was a verb, but I guess not.
And guess what? Foreign is an oven for baking a treat.
Oh, foreign? The word foreign means oven in Arabic? It's not a foreign word. Okay.
Shante is a purse, not a worthless house.
Oh, shanty. I get it. Okay.
And afar is a scrampering runaway mouse.
The word far means mouse in Arabic?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Tell means hell, and ghoul means tell.
Oh, so tell in Arabic means hill.
And ghoul means tell.
Ah, ghoul. Oh, ghoul. That's kind of pronounced the Bedouin way.
Bedouin, yeah.
Well, she did live in Jordan, the poetess. Okay.
And guess what beer is?
What?
A water well.
Oh, beer?
Yeah, beer.
That's nothing to do with alcohol.
No, not at all.
It's just a water well.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you say you want a beer in Jordan, then I guess you'll be taken to a water well.
Yeah, if you say that you want a beer, maybe you might find the guy digging.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll like be a water well with beer in it. No.
Oh my God.
No, I don't know. No, not, probably much. Not. Okay, sorry, I digress. Keep going.
Change she to he and he to who.
Okay, let me think about this one. She to he. Okay, so she to he and he to who. He and who. Okay, it's like these are the masculine, feminine subject pronouns as well as possessive pronouns. I get it.
Well, he means she. Ah. Right, you got it? And who means he.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Got it. Good one.
Then to ask what, just say shu.
Shu. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you were telling me to say it. So shu is means what?
Yeah, shu.
So it's not even something you wear on your feet?
No.
No, it's just an interrogative expression meaning what?
What?
Okay, yeah. That sounds good. So I think we're getting the idea here, and I don't want to keep interrupting
exactly.
Ahmad. So why don't we try it again, Ahmad? And have you? And I'm gonna. I promise to be quiet, but I think I just wanted to give the listeners a little bit of an idea of what this poem does, because it gives you. You need kind of a second to kind of go. Oh, I see what that word means. So I'm gonna leave you, Ahmad, to recite the poem by Marianne Sur with no interruption from me.
Yeah.
And that'll be.
Yeah, I want the listeners to focus because it's really hard to understand what I'm saying. It's really like it needs like an Arabic guy or girl who understand the language really well to understand these words. So if you didn't get it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's not going to be your fault because it's kind of difficult. You're not sure what to pronounce it the Arabic way or the English way. But anyway, Ahmed Q, I'm going to leave you with in the company of Ahmed Q and his recitation of the Marianne Nsur poem in Arabic. Yeah. And that will take us on the third part of the Arabological journey, coming to you from KZSU Stanford, 90.1 FM. Ahmad, go ahead.
Bent means girl, not out of shape. Rakabe is neck at the nape. Full are broad beans. Lift means beets. A foreign is an oven for baking treat. Shanti is a purse, not a worthless house. And afar is a scampering runaway mouse. Tel means hell, and ghoul means tell. And guess what beer is? A water well. Change she to he and he to who. Then to ask what, just say shu. The girl's name Anna is how to say I. And mean is who and not a bad guy. Shai is tea and jelly dishwashing. Bait is a house and not for fishing. If something is open, it's really fat. And when it's over, it's really mat. Something coming later is so bad, and if it stays a while, indeed, it's sad. Sin means tooth, not degradation, and booms and all, not detonation. Gal is not girl, it means he said. And Dain is alone to put you in red. Deen is religion. With its saving grace. Tum is the mouth, not the burial place.
Burial
place. A little bulbul is a talking bird, and not a disclaimer of spoken words. And what is another bird that we Westerners call the bat? Men means from, not the plural of man. And once upon a time, it simply can. Hat and hack. R, give and take. And hop, the world go around does make. And hop, the world go around does make. Now, you know 34 words, so don't despair. Soon you'll speak Arabic with a fluent flair, and every time you say mouthful, you are on your way to being a bulbul.
وانا كان مالي يا عين والرمش اللي مجرحني يا ابويا ضيعني وانا كان مالي يا عين وانا كل ما اقول التوبه يا ابويا ترميني المجادير يا عين ترميني المجادير يا عين وحشان عيون السودا يا ابويا يرمش قتالة وجرحة يا بويا وعيون نيمانة وسرحة يا عين يرمش قتالة وجرحة يا بويا وعيون نيمانة وسرحة يا عين أديك يا عمري بحاله يا بويا واديني انت الفرحة يا عيني واديني انت الفرحة يا عين وانا كل ما القلب الاخضراني يا ابويا دبلت فيه الاغاني يا عين القلب الاخضراني يا ابويا دبلت فيه الاغاني يا عين تشرب من بحر تاني عين ولا قادر تلغي بيتكو يا بويا اشرب من بحر تاني عين وانا كل ما اقول التوبة يا بويا ترمين المجادير ترمين المجادير ترمين المجادير
أسيلو فريميلو حنيلو سيريلو نعميلو كتريلو والغميلو يلا رقيها وعجنيها فرديها واشطحيها افتليها وبرميها واخبزيها على نقل دعضازة شقفة تسوى المازة شرقة وحمرة خلي غاشي يلا حطي وزيدي وما تخبي هيدا حشيشة قلبي غرقان وبدو فواشي
نريجش برجعش начинишь и запаришь поместишь покрутишь тут подсыпешь
яла на это таза шарфи птисва алмаза шайра ау самра калли гэши вала хамки узиди ума тхаппи хайра хашиши тхалли зихану бэду хиштэши
халина ненса анну нахлас минну ненса амму бэрки бьефтах разу бэрки бьефрук лишу бьефтах дыму
That was a group called the Trio Jubran and a song called Dawar Shams, Circle of the Sun, taken from their album Asfar. And before that, we heard two songs from the soundtrack to a movie called Where Do We Go Now? It's a Lebanese movie with English subtitles, actually playing in San Jose right now, which is kind of pleasantly nice to see a Lebanese movie playing in an American theater. Anyway, that movie is directed by a female director. Her name is Nadine Lebaki. It's not her first film, but it's I think it's her most famous film at this point. It's been picked up by big movie companies, and it's being distributed all over the place. And it's a really good soundtrack. And the two songs from that soundtrack that we heard were Kifu Hal Hilu, with the amazing vocals of Tanya Saleh. Of course, this is a track by Khaled Muzannar. And the one before that, which really was an instantly addictive tune, called Hashishat Albi. And that was sung by the cast to the Where Do We Go Now movie. So there you go. It's actually a cast of women that who are baking and singing and multitasking, to say the least. If you want to know what I'm talking about, you can either see the trailer or the movie. And we began the this set with the Jordanian rock group Jadal, a song called At-Toba, another kind of oldie that has been like turned into a rock and roll song. Don't you just love how the world is changing? And I was taken from the Jadal's album Arabic Rocks. I also want to say thank you to Ahmad Q for his amazing reading of that poem in Arabic. And before Ahmad's reading, we actually had heard quite a few artists. One of them was Isa Ghandour, whose song called Salma Ya Salama, originally by Sayyid Darwish, is actually on his album simply called Darwish. And if you were wondering what that beautiful song before that was, it was called Jazer Umad. And it was by the Lebanese singer Mike Massey, an amazingly young and multi-talented musician who not only sings, but, composes his own music and also composes music for other people, including movies and soundtracks. This kid is a winner, and there's nothing he can't do. And that song, Jazer Umad, by Mike Massey, was from his album Yazaman. And it went out as a special dedication to Bassam from, yours truly and Ava. I bet we heard that Bassam just loved that song. So there we go. Before that, you heard a really, really alluring tune by Mai Nasser. And it was called Zghira Shinnet. And it's kind of in a very sort of colloquial, almost Iraqi Bedouin, I think, dialect means I was young. And the original, ladies and gentlemen, for that song was by an Armenian singer. Her name is Seta Hakobyan. And we began that set with Feyruz, the song Efi Amal. And Feyruz, of course, known by one word, is the reigning diva of Arabic music. Today, she's still with us, alhamdulillah, still doing well, and still producing this amazing kind of music. It's 3:35 right here on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. I'm your DJ Ramsey. The show is Arabology. I'm so happy that you were able to join me today, and I hope you'll stay with me till 5 p.m. On the Arabology show, because this is, after all, my season finale here. So instead of having 2 hours, we thought, well, why not double it and make it 4? So hopefully you're not getting, airsick. Well, we are flying in a sort of a oriental, quote-unquote, oriental magic carpet. So not sure if we have, the amenities of modern times on this virtual journey. But either way, we are embarking on it anyway. And to do so, we will be going to different places of the Arabic-speaking world in the next, almost hour and a half that are left, including Egypt and Lebanon and many other places as well. So stay stay tuned for much, much more to come in the next hour and a half. More alternative music, more interesting music, more wonderfully fusing and fusion music coming to you from the Arabic-speaking world.
The Nature Conservancy is the leading conservation organization working around the globe to protect ecologically important lands and water for nature and people. Since 1951, the Nature Conservancy has protected more than 119 million acres of land and 5,000 miles of rivers, and currently runs more than 100 marine conservation projects worldwide. To learn more or to donate, visit www.nature.org. That's www.nature.org.
Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. The Stanford Blood Center supplies patients with more than 100,000 blood components per year to help save lives. They rely on community donors to accomplish their mission of making sure blood is there when needed. All healthy, eligible individuals are invited to become donors. For more information, call the Stanford Blood Center at 650-723-7831. Or visit bloodcenter.stanford.edu. That's bloodcenter.stanford.edu.
3:37 p.m. here on the Arabology Show, coming to you from KZSU Stanford, 90.1 FM. We're about to take off for another musical interlude and another segment of our journey together. But before I do that, I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that today, after my show, we have The Fall of Math with AJ, and that's from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. Following that, we have the radio show with Nick and Noah, of course, a very popular show. Hear it, love it, see it live. If you hear it on the show, you can see it live in the Bay Area in the next 8 weeks. So let Nick and Noah be your guides. That comes to you from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. right here on KZSU, Stanford 90.1 FM. And that's just a sample of the amazing shows we have for you every week. And that can be viewed at kzsustanford.edu and clicking on the schedule link. And, of course, there you have this week's schedule and, next week's schedule as well and much, much more. So please do feel free to check those things out. All right, I think I've spoken not just enough, but plenty much more than enough, which means I should probably leave you with a little bit of music, because this is, after all, a musical journey. So here we go with the next segment, and of course that has to begin with Lina Shamamyan, whose song Ya Mail Al Ghusul is taken from an album she has called The Collection. It's an old song. It's sung by in Arabic by a singer who's originally Armenian, and she does such a great job of bringing this song back to life. So Lina Shamamyan will be taking us on the next leg of our journey. I wait till you hear the song coming out after that. The Lida fans, can you think of one of her songs in Arabic? I can, and it's sung by a Jewish singer as well. So the world is going to come together right here in the next hour and a half at Arabology, and it's going to come together in perfect harmony.
والرملي ما عين عجن يا عيني وش حزين مشغول بال جافك النوم دات حياتك والأمال وحدك ما حطار تمشي في الشارع والجوال وكل نهار تنظر الشباك كحالة الانظار وانت في حبها مقهور
بامبينو
وقربها متاملو
بامبينو
لكن الحب يا مغرور
بامبينو
صعيب وانت ما تقدر له يبكى وتظهر حليه مشغول البال جافك النوم دات حياتك بالأمان وحدك ما حصار تمشي في الشارع والجوال وكل نار تنظر شباك كحالة الانظار وانسى في حبها مقهور
بامبينو
وقربها متاملو
بامبينو
لكن الحب يا مغرور
بامبينو
صعيب وانت ما تخدر له اضحك واللعب بالماندولينو وسلي بامبينو لحنك تعجبني احني ناوت تطربني وغني غني بصوت حنين وسلي بامبينو اليوم راك مهني على المندولين تغني انسى بشعرك مثل الذهب
بامبينو بامبينو
روحي يا صبي ما زلت صغير
بامبينو بامبينو
مع الصبيان مشيت العاب
بامبينو بامبينو
الحب اللي هو كبير لكن الحب يا مغرور يا مغرور صعيب وانت ما تقدر له
Oh, مش معايا دي اخرة الحكاية ما تعملوا غاش دي اخرة الحكاية ما تعملوا عاش معايا سيبونا عيش حياتي فايل اي حكاية سيبونا عيش حياتي فايل اي حكاية مش هشرب مش هشرب مش هشرب بني تاني ولا اعرف شكله تاني
حوادث الأحادث في البلاد النقود عجت لشوطة وصبروا داب في الملاحات واني بيسخت العيال نصيبها مال زي البنات واني نادية بريزة وقعت واني فاطمة شرب رجعت واني شكري وكالة قرر يشتغل في الممنوعات النقود تعجت لشوطة وصبروا داب في الملاحات واني بيسخت العيال نصيبها مال زي البنات واني نادية بريزة وقعت واني فاطمة شرب رجعت واني شكري وكالة قرر يشتغل في الممنوعات شرك هو شري وان جوعك قط بري وان شرك هو شري وان جوعك قط بري بس بعد التعري يتقيك برد الحاجات حلفة بر العمر مر وما انتهيتش المسألة اللي براح لغز داير عالولا يا حلفة بر العمر مر وما انتهيتش المسألة الاستراح واللي براح لغز داير عالولا وسين وجيم وشطان رجيم بيجري في بلاد الخلا وسين وجيم وشطان رجيم بيجري في بلاد الخلا من قلت صوت تبقى بنموت وما انتهيتش المسألة نقول بصوت تبقى بنموت وما انتهيتش المسألة انتهيتش المسألة انتهيتش المسألة يا حلفة بر العمر فات وانا لسه بقرا في الحاجات كشف أثر المومياوات مومياوات هات الحوادث الأحادث في البلاد النقود تعجت لشوطة وصبروا داب في الملاحات واني بيسخت العيال نصيبها مال زي البنات واني نادية بريزة وقعت واني فاطمة شرب رجعت وان شكري وكالة قرر يشتغل في الممنوعات يشتغل في الممنوعات يشتغل في الممنوعات يشتغل في الممنوعات
It is coming up to 4 p.m. right here on KCSU Stanford 90.1 FM, which means that we are 1 hour away from the ending of our musical journey through the Arabic-speaking world right here on the Arabology Show. We just heard a song called Islahat by, the vocalist. She's truly amazing. Her name is Maryam Saleh, and she sang about, reparations, meaning political and otherwise, and of course with a very, very Egyptian accent. That song is, it exists on several CDs out there, but the version I played was off the Beirut Hotel soundtrack, and of course we need to give credit to Mido Zohair. And before that, I wonder how many of you knew what that song was about. The guy sounded kind of, I'm just going to say it, kind of too happy for words, and that's because he had smoked what they call a brown cigarette in Egypt. Leave the rest to your imagination, but it was by Mahmoud al-Husseini. The song is called The Cigara Bunni, and I guess in it he says that he was in some Egyptian neighborhood and somebody offered him a brown cigarette to smoke, and next thing he knew he was seeing that the street behind him was in front of him, and he didn't know what was happening, and sort of decided to go with it, I guess. that song, of course, by Mahmoud al-Husseini, Cigara Bunni, also from the Beirut Hotel soundtrack. And before that, your ears did not deceive you. It was actually a song made very famous in the 50s by Dalida called Bambino. It was recorded, I believe, in French and in English, but whoever knew there was an Arabic version? Well, yes, it did exist, and you were able to hear it. It was the Arabic version of Bambino by a singer whose name is Lily Boniche. And Lily Boniche is kind of a new discovery for me. Was born in 1921 and passed away in 2008. He was born to a Sephardic Jewish family in the Kasbah area of Algiers, and he was a singer of Andalusian Arabic music. Passed away in Paris, but in addition to writing music for commercial release, he was also a film composer. And his version of the song Bambino is a gem of a song that can be found on Boniche's 2001 album Trésor de la chanson judéo-arabe, which translates into Treasures of the Judeo-Arabic Song. And its Arabic lyrics, as you notice or may have noticed, were faithful to the original and retained the playful nature of the song. So there you go. That was Lily Boniche and the song Bambino, and we began the set with a very, very soothing, beautiful tune by none other than Lina Shamamian. The song was called Yamaila Al-Ghusoon, and it was taken from her album The Collection.